Today we celebrate the Most Holy Trinity. This reality of three distinct persons in one God is not easy for most of us to wrap our mind around. This is a deep topic, but today I want to focus on how we're called to have relationships with each of these three persons of the Most Holy Trinity through prayer, contemplation, and worship. For many, relationship with God is very distorted in our culture today. God is often looked at as someone who is supposed to give me everything I want to be happy, especially when I pray to him in just the right way. If I do not get what I want in prayer, then God somehow failed me, and so I resent God. For others, God is someone far off who demands worship and does not care about me personally, so I do the minimum to fulfill my requirements so I can go to heaven, just in case it does exist. These distorted views of God can eventually lead a person to drift away from what they perceive to be an uncaring and impersonal God because they have no relationship with him. God has never wanted or intended this. He's always called us into personal relationship with him, as it was in the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Even after the fall, he has continually been seeking us to be in healthy relationship with him. You might say the whole of the Bible is the story of God seeking mankind to be in personal relationship with him for eternity. So how do we have a relationship with each person of the Most Holy Trinity? Let's start with God the Father. The Father comes out very clearly in the Old Testament writings, where in Genesis, God the Father created the whole world with man as his crowning achievement. The care in which he provided for mankind and the extreme gift of free will put history into motion. The great mercy and patience God the Father had for us despite our sins against him is unparalleled when we consider what is owed to the Father, who with such infinite love tends and cares for us. We all want an earthly father like this. But as good as some paternal and priestly fathers are, none live up to this perfect fatherhood. We must be careful not to assume God the Father is like us fallen human fathers. The sins of earthly fathers, self included, keep us fathers from mirroring God the Father in the perfected way that God intended. I believe to have a relationship with God the Father, we do this primarily by prayer, contemplation, and worship. Prayer and contemplation together is spiritual conversation, where we reflect on how God the Father so loves us that he sent his Son, Jesus, to suffer and die for us. Reconciled to the Father in this way, we can now one day be with God in heaven and become the Father's sons and daughters and experience perfect fatherhood as it was intended. As this prayer and contemplation is nurtured, it will lead to worship, as that is a response to the love which God the Father so freely gives us. Jesus himself teaches us the Our Father prayer that we repeat so often. Unfortunately, familiarity with this prayer lets us forget the meaning of these words. Think through this prayer every time you recite it. Jesus countless times speaks of his Father in heaven. In the Gospels and shows us how to have a right relationship with the Father. Read especially the Gospel of John to better understand what a relationship with God the Father looks like when perfected like Jesus models for us. A perfect son with a perfect father. Jesus' son does what his father wills him to do. The love between the two and their unity is perfect. Only in this trusting love could Jesus endure the passion he underwent for our sake. We too need to rest in the fact that God the Father dearly loves us personally as his own child. When the hardships of this life is over, be ready to run to him with open arms. He will lift you up and embrace you tenderly like any good father would. Let us now think of how our relationship with Jesus might be different from God the Father. God the Son is incarnate in a human person with both a human and a divine will. We relate to Jesus in a different way because of his humanity, which suffered for us. When we share something in common with someone, it helps us to relate to each other because of the common ground. God knows us, and so he gives us the gift of his Son, who is like us in all things except sin. Jesus' life on earth gives meaning to our suffering and pain, since we can relate on how Jesus, in his humanity, underwent hardships as well. Despite these sufferings, he did not sin and continued to follow the will of his Father. So when life is hard, we should pray to Jesus to guide us. We should search scriptures and contemplate how Jesus dealt with the situations of life. In this, we can again pray, contemplate, and worship, the same as we do with God the Father, but now in a more personal, human level. In adoration and at Mass, Jesus is physically here with us in the Eucharist, so we can focus our human senses on his physical presence and pour out our troubles and pains before him. We seek his mercy and love, trying to make sense out of life's troubles. For example, with many miscarriages in my 31 years of marriage, it was with Jesus, the Son of the Father, that my sorrow was poured out to. It was Jesus who helped me reconcile with the loss that I one day hope to regain in heaven. The third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. God has sent the Holy Spirit to guide and remind us all that Jesus taught and did while he was on earth. The Holy Spirit comes rushing upon Jesus' followers at Pentecost as tongues of fire. It changes them to preach boldly and gives them spiritual gifts which are beyond their previous abilities. By thinking of the Holy Spirit as that part of our conscience that bends our minds and will towards spiritual goods over earthly ones, it will help you see how the Holy Spirit is seeking and prompting you. Striving to grow your response to this prompting is a very effective way to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit. He's like a true friend, encouraging you to do the right thing that will be good for you. You will begin to see the good fruits from that response and will desire more of it. You will pray, contemplate, and worship the Holy Spirit. When you are unsure how to proceed in life and are in maybe difficult or impossible situations, pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you and contemplate your troubles, knowing the Holy Spirit is there speaking wisdom into you. For example, as I desired to serve the church more, I was struggling to make time for my deacon studies along with all my other obligations. It was through prayer and contemplating my problem that the Holy Spirit showed me how I could reduce my work obligations and free up time to serve him. Now that I am a deacon, I need to revisit that prayer as time again is in short supply. I pray that you will open yourself to three distinct relationships with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Each have unique qualities to share with you. If only you will open yourself to them and take time to develop your relationship with each of them. I challenge you to start listening each time you hear the word God or Lord in Scripture or in our liturgies like at Mass today. While the Mass is directed primarily to God the Father, you will discover that each of these three persons have a place in our worship. Many times, our liturgies, when naming God or Lord, is specifically addressing one of the three persons of the Most Holy Trinity. This awareness will help you realize the distinction is important. Have a blessed Most Holy Trinity Sunday. And may God mean three times as much as it did before Mass today. Let us conclude with the sign of the cross that invokes all three persons of the Most Holy Trinity as we pray, contemplate, and worship God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.